WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI has released a photo from surveillance video showing a person of interest in the shooting death of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. ABC's Aaron Katursky says police are also analyzing a high-power rifle found near the campus.
There was a spent cartridge still in the chamber. There were also unspent cartridges, and when they looked at them, they discovered what law enforcement officials described as writing containing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. That's how law enforcement officials described it. We don't know what that means.
The White House chose to move the 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon today to a more secure courtyard where President Trump delivered remarks. Ceremonies for 9/11 also held in New York City and Pennsylvania today. Hospitals across Gaza Strip say 72 people have died and more than 350 others injured in Israeli strikes in the past 24 hours. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, especially in rural areas, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul how teachers teach kids math. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Brewers head for home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building, yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the low 50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, upper 70s. Slight storm chance Friday night, 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night, Monday. Currently it's 66.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, every once in a while, we take a break from politics and do something a little bit of fun. And if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I'm a semi-has-been retired violinist that loves music of all kinds. And you also may recall that back in February, I attended a fundraiser. And this incredible band played at this fundraiser, and it turned out that they were a girl group that had come together and helped been fostered and mentored by an organization called Girls Rock. Well, we've got them here today. We've got a special episode of this program coming to you from the Cactus Club, just over the bridge to nowhere on the near south side of Milwaukee. Yes, I mean that home bridge. And we're going to be rocking out with a couple of these bands. They just got done with Yes Bandcamp. I went to orchestra camp, arguably more nerdy than band camp. We're going to be meeting with the band members. We're going to hear some of their original music. But of course, folks, I've got to give you a little bit of today's news. Donald Trump back at it again this morning, signing executive orders criminalizing flag burning and eliminating cashless bail. We'll see what the legality of those will bring as legal challenges are certain. Because I know what we all want. Only rich people being able to get out of jail when they're accused of heinous crimes. Us regular folks, well, we're just schmucks. Donald Trump wants to make sure regular folks, though innocent until proven guilty, actually stay in jail pending their trials. Also, the National Guard in Washington, D.C., now armed. I'm sure that's what all those good guardsmen and women imagined when they signed up for the Guard. Helping their fellow neighbors and friends and family recover from national disaster and, oh yeah, engaging in law enforcement, which they weren't trained to do, again, with those same friends and family members. Now, the end knows of their M14s. Boy, it's getting real. Donald Trump also promising today to send more National Guards men and women to Chicago and Baltimore. Weird. Are those black mayors? Yes, I think so. J.B. Pritzker this afternoon, I was listening to his comments in response of the president's threats, quite animated this afternoon, pointing out that 8 of 10 of the nation's top murder states, meaning highest rates of murder on a per capita basis, are what? states entirely controlled by Republicans. Weird. I don't see Donald Trump sending National Guardsmen and women to any of those states. They are, just by the way, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, Alabama, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Nevada. And, of course, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has been trolling Donald Trump relentlessly. Have you seen any of these memes? They're basically like the Newsom version of Donald Trump Truth Social posts and the things that AI generates where he's charging into battle and whatnot. Well, the right has lost its mind, and so Governor Newsom is doubling down. You can now buy Newsom merch with all of these ridiculous Newsom tweets and AI images. I know I'll be surfing the internet after the show looking for that. And don't worry, J.D. Vance is on it, that whole pesky Russia-Ukraine thing. He has announced yesterday on the Sunday news shows that Russia's made concessions. So I was curious. I thought, let me see what these concessions are. That Ukraine will have security guarantees. Well, that would mean that a foreign adversary doesn't violate its sovereign boundaries and come try to take over. So, yeah, that. That they'll have territorial respect from Russia. And that Ukraine will run its own government. Let's see here. Checks notes. Yeah, that would be what being a country is that isn't invaded by Russia in the first place. So I don't get what J.D. Vance calls concessions. Sure sounds like that's what Putin has wanted the whole time over. And oh, yeah, again, what Ukrainians would like, which is Russia back across its boundaries. With that, we've had enough of politics this afternoon. Let's get into the fun stuff. I am so excited to have with me the lady who founded this organization, keeps it running on a shoestring, and helps give girls the chance to rock out. Her name is Mary Joy Hickey. She's the executive director of Girls and Ladies Rock. Welcome to the show, Mary Joy. It's so nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Okay, so how did this all come to be? When did Girls Rock start? Who helped get all of this going in addition to you? And what's your purpose?
Sure. So I do need to clarify that I was not the founder of Girls Rock Milwaukee itself.
Okay.
This organization was actually founded back in, the kickoff meeting was on December 12th, 2012, a very memorable day.
Yes.
And that was with Val Lux and Ashley Smith. Val is from Pie Inc. Restaurant Group, so runs Honey Pie, Palomino, Comet Cafe.
You mean Palomino right down the street from this, the Cactus Club here on the near south side? Yes, I love all of her spots.
Yes, like right next door. And then Ashley Smith, who's the owner of the Live and Fine shop in Bayview here.
Very nice.
So they had a kind of a call for interest that December evening. And the summer of 2013 was when the first Girls Rock Camp happened. I remember going to the showcase and just like crying, just tears streaming down my face. It was so powerful. And so there was
what about it made you cry, Mary Joy?
I think because music had been so important to me in my journey, especially as a youth growing up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, is where I grew up. And music just was always my thing. And it was such, it was what really saved me, I think, as a kid. It provided a sense of confidence. It provided a sense of belonging, and to see that being nurtured and those opportunities created in a way that I didn't have access to growing up in Stevens Point, it was really powerful. And also as powerful was the parents that were reacting of like, I wish this had been around when I was a kid, and other right. attendees. So I was one of the co-founders of the Ladies Rock Camp, which then kicked off. Planning happened throughout 2014, and then we had our first camp in January of 2015.
So this has been going on now for Ladies Rock 10 years, and 10 years. For Girls Rock, I don't want to do math on the air, I think 17 and a half-ish, 18. We'll just call it 18. Did I do the math? I'm not doing the math right.
I think
right.
It's 12. Yeah,
I just added camp five season. In there. Yeah, again,
let's
math
keep
on
it going.
The radio.
Five never, more.
Yes, five more. So what is the fundamental driving theory or idea or value or mission that you're trying to accomplish with both Girls and Ladies Rock?
That it's okay to be yourself and to take up space and to use your voice, and that you can learn things and you can collaborate. There's a lot of, I think, leadership development that happens when you have to negotiate a creative project where there's no right answer. Mm. This is not like a math question that, you know, that there's yeah. a specific way to solve it. You're coming in and you're learning how to channel what your creative perspective is in collaboration with others and working through the conflict of that, working through the mutual shared decision making, and then not just only for the artistic sake of it, but also for the performance aspect of getting up and doing something brave, something that's hard, something that scares you so much. But then once you do it, it's exhilarating. And if you can do that, what else can you do in your life?
I love that so much there. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real special show for you all this afternoon. I'm here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We're celebrating women in music, specifically through an organization that's been around for nearly 15 years. That's the Safe Calculation Girls and Ladies Rock. We've got bands here this afternoon. You're going to hear some of their original music. And I'm sitting here with their executive director, Mary Joy Hickey. Of course, a couple of things that I wanted to lift up there, Mary Joy. The first one was the idea of collaborating and sharing ideas and deciding how to proceed when there's no clear answer. Every single manager or business owner out there, anybody who has worked on a team at work, knows that is the dominant framework that we have to move through life. People have different ideas, and we've got to be able to talk about them. Weigh pros and cons, maybe try them out and be flexible, and then work with other people in collaboration. So much more valuable, I think, to do that in a creative and fun enterprise than it might be to learn the right or wrong answer on a test. I love that. And to take up space to be yourself. Tell us a little bit about the band that we're going to hear from in just a few short minutes here. The ladies' names, the young girls' names, and their style of music, and a little bit about the camp that they were just at.
Yeah, so the Girls Rock Camp band that you're going to hear shortly, they're called Concentration 64, and they formed at our Session 1 camp that happened earlier this summer. We have two camp weeks currently, so it's a week long where you come to camp, you are assigned an instrument, you go to instrument instruction, you form a band, you write a song. That's the goal of your camp week, is to write an original song with your band, and then they perform it at a public showcase on the Sunday after the camp week. So for Session 1, that happened back on July 20th at Vivarium on the east side.
Love Vivarium. Great new venue.
Yeah. So you're going to hear the band that closed out our showcase back in July. And so we have Ellis on vocals, Feliz on drums, Elia on guitar, and Ember also on guitar, and then Scout on bass.
So I'm going to be super jealous of all of them, because I was taking violin by the time I was like 6 years old, which is decidedly uncool, very unsexy, and all I ever wanted to do was play the damn bass. And I never got to play bass until I was much older and had already kind of gone way down the rabbit hole of the violin. So I'm super jealous of Scott in a very positive, uplifting way, of course.
Well, Maggie, it's never too late to learn.
Listen, you may find me at your next Ladies Rock Camp for sure. How do they decide on their, we've got a bunch of music, on what kind of song they're going to put together and what they're going to sound like? And do you assign them to the bands?
So I do assign the bands for both our Girls Rock and Ladies Rock camps, and that is one of the factors that I take into account. Assigning the bands is like the most beautiful logic puzzle ever. It's taking into account like the top instrument choice, as well as any special requests for friends, you know, if they want to be in a band with somebody else. But I do also look at, we ask for their top five favorite artists right now.
Sure.
So I do look at like what they're listening to currently. I believe our Ladies Rock application has a question about like what would you like your band to sound like,
right?
So that I do weigh that in kind of assigning the bands together to make sure that everyone's getting what they want to out of their
week. I'm gonna put like a marker down here, Mary Joy. If I show up at Ladies Rock camp, I want the band sound that is going to be as far away from classical music and jazz as is conceivable. So, and maybe even like a little harder than Melissa Etheridge. Speaking of Ladies Who Rock, was at her show last week. Amazing. Where can people find out more about Girls and Ladies Who Rock and your organization if they themselves or might have a daughter or a friend that might be interested?
Yeah, so we're online at girlsrockmke.org. That's also our social media handle. We just finished our 12th camp season, but if you start following us now, you can look out for upcoming announcements on our camps for 2026, which I'm already starting to work on.
Amazing. We're going to find out more from Mary Joy, where they get the instruments, how do people find out more, all that good stuff. And we are going to finally hear from Concentration 64, their original material that they put together just this summer at fabulous, fun, very cool band camp in the coolest possible way. Concentration 64 coming up. Ella, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Chourio.
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The Buzz of the North.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, the thing I love most about doing radio is when my special featured guests are so excited they can't even wait for me to introduce them. We're having a very special, not super political, maybe a little dash show here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm at the Cactus Club. We're celebrating women in music through an organization called Girls and Ladies Who Rock. These ladies behind me are going to play you an original song that they put together. They just met this summer at Girls Rock Band Camp. This is Concentration 64. Take it away. Go for it, ladies. Concentration 64, a brand new band put together this summer at Girls Rock. We've got Girls Rock and Ladies Rock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host this afternoon. Woo! You guys nailed it! Ellis, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. I am so impressed. Sounded fabulous. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Middle schoolers in Hayward were put on lockdown Tuesday because a student brought a weapon to school. That's according to reporting from the Sawyer County Record. The paper reports Superintendent Mark Berquist says someone reported a possible weapon on campus and administrators immediately contacted police. When authorities got there, they confirmed a student did indeed have a weapon, although they didn't say what type of weapon. The school was reportedly on a soft lockdown for about 20 minutes. Berquist says the student was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action, although he said he couldn't release any more information due to student privacy. And the opposition to a data center in Menominee is growing. A movement called Stop the Data Center has gotten bigger, reports WQOW. There's a Facebook page with more than 8,000 members. People have put signs in their yards, and there's even a billboard now, too. Menominee City Council member Matthew Crow told the station, quote, "The data center at this point is not coming at this time," end quote. But residents say they want more transparency from the city council. Last month, the city of Menominee released a fact sheet that said the data center would cost $1.2 billion to build and the construction would create 1,000 jobs. And police at UW-Eau Claire say keeping unlocked bikes out as bait has worked. Back in 2018, university police started equipping some bikes with GPS trackers. They're left unlocked around campus, ready for thieves to take the bait instead of stealing property from students. At orientation, students are told about the program, and they even get stickers for their own bikes that say this may be a bait bike with the police department's logo on it. Over the last 2.5 years, 24 bicycles have been stolen on campus, and more than half of them were the department's bait bikes. Police recommend students document their bike's serial number. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new Bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, Bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the low 50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, upper 70s. Slight storm chance Friday night. 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night, Monday. Currently, it's 66.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday brings our Week in Review panel to, you know, review the week, as well as a review of the Packers' performance on a short week against Washington.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Don't worry, I'll keep myself from singing along with this great old tune. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I want to first say a big, 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 huge congratulations to the band that was just on stage behind me here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We've got a special episode of the Maggie Dawn Show here for you all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We need to take a break from politics. One of the favorite things I like to do when I'm not talking about politics or reading about politics or thinking about politics or dreaming about politics is to hang out with some of my friends and listen to some great tunes and maybe have a nice beverage or two. This afternoon, I'm joined by some brand new friends from Girls and Ladies Rock. It's an incredible organization out of both Milwaukee and Madison that helps foster women's participation in and especially girls' participation in music, specifically rock. Rock and roll. You heard on the intro music here, little cranberries. I was getting some cranberries vibes from Concentration 64, the band that we just heard. And Cam from Appleton on the text line saying he's getting a little garbage and Shirley Manson vibes. I totally agree. Very great, amazing original song that we heard from Concentration 64. And we've got one of their band members and her mom with us today. It is Feelies. She's playing the drums and her mom, Emily. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Okay, were you super nervous? What was it like, Feelies?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. Like playing here on the radio was so much different than just playing when we were practicing. Like everything sounded different because I hooked all of our instruments onto electro devices. We had to wear headphones and it sounded so much different than I thought it was going to be. But it sounded really great. I'm going to be honest. I was super nervous though.
It's really something to hear your own music in headphones when you're playing. It's very different. I'm so glad that you got to experience the sense of playing somewhere new and that it sounds different. How was the sound check? How did you guys have to like work out some kinks and it going together?
Yeah, we had to do so many things. Like we had to, turn this up, turn this one down. Oh, can you make this like sound a little different? Like there were so many little tweaks that we had to do and it, yeah, there was just like a lot of pre-work. I'm glad that we got a lot of time before we had to actually play.
Well, let's give, as you always should as a band, let's give some love to the roadies and the sound crew here. We've got great help from all of our gents from Civic Media. Thank you so much. And thank you to my senior producer, Jamie, making this happen, as well as Jacob on the boards in Racine. That song was called Lore Drop. How long did it take you to write that?
We did it in Girls Rock, which is the camp, which you guys talked about. So we had a week to make it. So Monday through Sunday, I believe. But I think we performed it on Sunday.
Yes,
but we did have a week. And when we were making the song, there was different times of the day when we would be making the song or doing our instrument, like classes. And it was like a whole, like it was like school, but really fun. And about music, and everyone was just really nice and fun and helpful and supportive. And if you had questions, it was like, just please ask anyone. It was
so great. Always feels good. Yeah, when you don't have to be afraid to ask. Why the drums?
Oh, so throughout my entire life, there was kind of music around me because my mother here, she was always in contact with Girls Rock and Ladies Rock, and she was in a band, and it kind of just inspired me. I had a drum set in my room, so I was kind of just like, it was just kind of normal for me to play music, and like I always had the guitar and the bass available because that's what my mom played, but she also had a drum set. So I kind of picked up on the drum set. I don't know why it was any different for the drums.
Because banging on stuff is fun.
On stuff is fun for a little kid rather than just playing some little strings. So I think that's why I probably just liked it more.
Very cool. So Emily, Mom Emily, you obviously had some involvement in Ladies and Girls Rock. Tell us about that and why you decided to enroll your daughter as well.
I did. I was a Ladies Rock participant, camper, I guess. I think their maybe second year ever, a long time ago. And it was, for me, just a fun thing that I thought would be fun for me and my sister, who was visiting from out of state, to do while she was in Milwaukee. And it kind of just turned into so much more. And then I was playing in bands for the next however many years. And I don't know.
And we've got a little music twinkling in from someone's cell phone. We're going to bring another one of the two ladies up. Thank you, Emily, for being here. Just because we've got some limited time, so we're going to say goodbye to Feliz and her mom, Emily. Amazing job on the drums. And we've got, let's see, the lead singer, Ellis, joining us. And you were on guitar, bass. The late Scout, the woman that I'm very envious of now sitting here. Congratulations to you both. Amazing job. What was it like? Let's start for you. You got to literally carry the band with the vocals. So what was this like being on radio and hearing yourself in the headphones?
Damn, like I just kind of like, it's so, you know when you see those like stupid like ASMR videos on TikTok, it's like you can hear all like the T's and the S's pronounced like really like.
Do you feel like you should be enunciating very much so, very specifically?
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun to hear. It's like just the sensation of hearing your own voice in like kind of a professional sort of.
Yeah.
Mix,
professional headphones.
Yeah.
Professional mix man. Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs.
It's weird. You see recording artists when they're in the studio and singing, right? And they'll pull one of the headphones off because the sound is so different. And for a singer trying to produce it, did you find it challenging at all, Ellis?
I guess not. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of experience like singing into microphones and talking into microphones. So I guess this one was just really unique because of the mixing and the different effects that were on it. And also the fact that I was really late to sound check, so
yes.
I just kind of like showed up and
props,
they were like, get
for
up
that. That's near professional musician, like put me on stage and we can roll.
I came from biology class, man.
There you go. This is so much better than bio, I have to say. Now, listen, Scout, nothing happens in a band without damn good drums and bass. Otherwise, the wheels come off the bus. It's just chaos. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself playing the bass? And when do I get to come slap the bass with you?
Well, you could do that anytime.
Okay, cool.
Basically, when I first started Girls Rock, I wanted to do drums so bad, but it wasn't in the stars, I guess.
Wasn't in the stars. Okay.
So I got bass, and at first I wasn't really happy because I thought it was like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's an okay instrument. But once I actually started playing it, I fell in love with it. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this carries the band, and I've just been dreaming of playing it.
I'm so glad you're digging it. By the way, everybody had a great solo. I heard the little solos. I was particularly jamming out to your little solo earlier in the 6-minute track. What was it like working together as a group to write the song and then get it together so quickly? That's a short amount of time at camp.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, we got it pretty much like we just kept going.
Is that for both of us?
Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna ask.
Scout should go first.
Yeah. So you felt like it was pretty organic and like things came together fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we all like connected very like very easily, and we just like got a kick starting the whole thing. It was really, really fun.
And for you, Ellis, like lyrics, who is in charge of that? Was it a combo effort? Mm-hmm. All that.
I think I wrote most of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think Ember did a couple, like, some verses, but
yeah,
I think that it was really cool. Our band leader, her name was Izzy, she was really kind of our, like, stone upon which we built. I don't know how to phrase it.
She was like the glue.
Yeah, she was the glue. But basically, we walked in and she was like, "So what's something that makes you guys mad?" And we were like, "What?" And so then, like, give it a couple hours and we're all like crying our eyes out.
Sharing
our trauma.
Just immediately. Well, like, the best art, right, comes from something that's personal, right? Yeah.
We actually had a different drummer at first. She was awesome. But, like, she kind of, like, was being, like, I guess, really vulnerable. And so she started crying, and then I started crying. And we all started crying.
We just all bonded
Domino
so perfectly.
Crying. Well, you guys started playing, and I was almost crying. So next time you're all having a cry fest together, just give me a buzz. We can do some, you know, group type music therapy, which incidentally, folks, I am going to be talking about music as therapy coming up at 5 o'clock with Caitlin Taylor. She's a music therapist with Children's Wisconsin. Right now, we're having a special episode and special discussion right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We are with the band Concentration 64. They had their first live radio premiere of their song Lore Drop in an earlier segment. If you missed that, remember you can find all of our episodes at civicmedia.us/shows. As well as on Apple Pods and Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But it's always better to listen live. You can do that via the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. Well, we got two more ladies to get on here. Fabulous job. Kick butt singing. Definitely, if you don't know the Cranberries and Garbage, you guys got to start listening, because it's
Cranberries and Garbage.
Okay. I'm getting young person disdain here. All of the parents are. I know about that. Well, they were my bands first, damn it. All right, next lady.
Oh, really?
We have Ember and Elia, both of the guitar players. This worked out fabulously. You guys grouped yourselves perfectly. Welcome, welcome. Pop, you need those, otherwise. And tell which one's Ember and which one's Elia?
My name is Ember.
Hi, Ember. Hi, Elia. Maggie, really nice to meet you. So let me, which one of you was helping with the lyrics?
I was.
You were. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about that. What is Lore Drop about?
It's kind of about, like, having a situation with somebody where they didn't treat you right. The way I kind of describe it is it's somebody really close to you, and it kind of just changes your world. It's just more of experience-based. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get into that, but it's just about being treated not so well by somebody. And how that kind of feels.
Yeah, that's something that all of us have to figure out how to deal with, because life means someone you love and is close to you at some point will disappoint you or hurt you terribly. How did you ladies come to the guitar? Are you enjoying that instrument? Do you have desires to branch out into other instruments? Let's start with you.
I've always known that I want to play guitar. I have been for a while, so...
And you came to band camp a little bit with some homework done. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
You were playing already. And how did you start playing in the first place?
It was just another hobby, something that I wanted to do. And I thought if I got really good at it, maybe I could do more with it and have more opportunities.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have some background in. Music is the international language, no matter where you go on the planet Earth. You can sit down with a band and play music together. Do you both, let's start with you, do you plan on continuing with the band that you have created, mm-hmm. Concentration 64?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing the shows with all my bandmates. Writing songs is just something that I really enjoy, and being able to do that with other people is just very happy for me.
That's amazing. When is your next show, Ember? Go ahead. When's your next show?
We don't have one planned yet, but we are looking at, like, local gigs to maybe try playing with starting school and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult.
When you got to go to class, a little difficult to get the jamming in. Ember, Elia, so great to have you with us. We've got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to be back on the other side with Cactus Club owner Kelsey Kaufman. We'll talk about their fundraiser. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this special episode of the Maggie...
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joseph Pecky.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every once in a while, we do take a break from the politics. Don't worry. There'll be plenty more to rage about by tomorrow this time, and I will have it covered. We take a break from politics because we need to do that for our collective sanity. Today is one of those special days. We're here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side, celebrating women and girls in rock and roll with an organization called Girls and Ladies Rock. For the last 45 or so minutes, we've heard from a brand new band, their radio debut right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bunch of teenagers, ladies in high school. I don't want to call them girls. They're ladies, burgeoning musicians, if you will. They are part of the group Concentration 64. They met just a few weeks ago at band camp organized by Girls Rock. They played the song Lore Drop. If you missed it, I think it's very cool. Gives me very much a Garbage or like Cranberries vibe. You can catch that by checking out this show wherever you find your favorite podcast. Now, I am very pleased and humbled to be joined by the Cactus Club owner extraordinaire, Kelsey Kaufman. Thanks so much for being here, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me here.
And I should just start with this. Thank you for letting us invade your club on a Monday. You come out, you open it up for us to be here before you typically open your doors. We were just talking a little bit before we got on air. This isn't the first time you've had a girls or ladies rock band in the house, so to speak, here at the Cactus Club. Tell us how you first got involved with the organization.
Totally. So it's an honor to have you guys here today. The whole function of the space is to be participatory, so we want to open our doors all the time to folks that can use it for fun, good things.
Yeah.
I first got involved in girls rock, I want to say, like, 13 years ago, something about, or 10 years ago, it's only been around 10 years, but
less than 15 years is the safe
okay,
metric.
But, yeah, okay, so I'm still in the window
yeah,
of safety.
Yeah, you're good.
But came into it as a drum instructor because I play drums and friends of mine were involved from the beginning and have participated in various capacities since, but we've hosted a number of bands that have been graduates of Girls Rock at our block party, which is the first Saturday in October. We've hosted girls rock bands. So
very cool. Everybody mark it down. Cactus Club block party, first weekend in October. I expect us all to have a little family reunion then. That would be good fun.
Heck yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Cactus Club and what it means in the Bayview and in the Milwaukee community. It has been here for a long time. This place is beloved. It is such an open and community inclusive space. I think that's such an important thing in these moments, to be in places where you know that you've got folks that will support and lift you up. Tell us what Cactus Club means for you and for the community, Kelsey.
Totally. So Cactus Club has been a music venue in various forms since 1958. It's been called Cactus Club, but the history of the building dates back to the 1880s, which is pretty bonkers. But it's been a space for convening social gatherings, mourning, organizing, learning, growing in various forms. And so for me, Cactus Club, as it presently exists, is really exciting because not only do we get do concerts, but we also do film screenings, we do seed swaps, we do book club. So there's so many different sort of multimedia ways to come together. And for us, we really think it's powerful to have intergenerational spaces to do such things. We can dance together. We can learn together. We can be excited about various projects together.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I've always lived in a city, and I deeply love leaving the city to go hang out in the country, in the forest, and like the beautiful Wisconsin Northwoods. But one of the things that I love so much about living in a city is being proximate to people and then being in spaces with people. And by people, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, the best parties have an 80-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Hells
or an 8-year-old, I suppose.
Hells to the, yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit. You guys just got done with a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Tell us what it was for, and if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about what you were up to, tell us where to find out more.
Absolutely. So like I said, this building's 140 years old, and with that comes lots of beautiful history and some infrastructure that required some improvements and updates. So one of our initial goals was to get a ramp to the front door so that everyone can enter through the same front door, and universal design is just that. And we had been working on this project for about 5 years with the city and a ton of community partners. And at the last minute, we learned that the city wanted us to do a curb cut bump out. So we learned all about that. But that came with a surprise bill.
Bet you never knew what that was.
I'm learning so much about concrete and railings and permitting and DNS and DPW and how they work together.
The acronym salad. Yep.
Yeah, it's really it's a special thing. So with that, we had this kind of abrupt fundraiser so that we could make it all make sense, and had a boatload of folks that were really supportive, and it's been very cool. The mosaic is now up on the facade of the ramp. The curb bump out is gorgeous. Never seen a better curb in my whole life.
No, that is the best. This is the best curb ever. Wait. I'm drifting into politics. Sorry. And the mosaic, Kelsey, it's beautiful.
Stunning.
I haven't been here in a hot minute, and I was like, ooh, this looks so pretty down here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On accomplishing that. I think the idea of universal access and making sure everybody gets to come in the front door together.
And show up as their whole selves. And so that's yes. really important. And the front stairs say another world is possible, which is this old abolitionist phrase. And I think it really embodies what we're trying to put forward, is a future that includes us all.
Yeah, another world is possible from the one that we're in. We got to keep reminding ourselves that every day. Seems some days are a little harder than others.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, tell me, why the drums?
By the drums. My cool cousin played the drums, and I really looked up to them, and so that was the impetus, and so far it's been okay, because there's always a need for a drummer in this.
A good drummer. There is always a need for a good drummer. I have found that it either comes down to, like, a cool cousin, friend, or sibling, or a mom that makes you go to music lessons.
In my case, there you have it.
Kelsey Kaufman, owner of the Cactus Club. If you haven't been here, please come down and check out this gem, this rock of the Bayview and Milwaukee communities, where everyone is welcome just as you are. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to stick around. We talk about music as therapy, as uplift, when we come back with a special professor on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Before leaving to attend a New York Yankees game, President Trump at the White House says he wants the violence to end in the country following the fatal shooting of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, and told reporters he spoke to Kirk's wife earlier.
I did. I spoke to Erica, his wife. And we had a long talk, and she's devastated. She's absolutely devastated, as you can imagine.
Kirk was killed by a single shot, police say, from a nearby building at Utah Valley University, where Kirk was speaking yesterday. The manhunt for the suspect continues. The FBI released images of a person of interest. Authorities also sending a rifle found in the woods near the campus off for analyzation. The nation is marking 24 years since the September 11th attacks. Ceremonies held today at the crash sites in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in almost a year. This is ABC News.